Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star starting May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
We got a great show for you today, including Little Big Town in studio. It's going to be awesome. Morning, studio.
Morning.
It's Friday's show. We love it. Let's start it off. Oh, yeah. He loves Garth Brooks so much. He had a jacket in high school. It was like a Garth World Tour jacket.
That's right.
And just love some Garth Brooks. Here he is, our video producer. Producer Eddie!
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, look, I am a genius. My wife has been stressing out on the weekdays. She's like, the kids don't have a breakfast. We're always in a hurry. So what did I do? I made 100 pancakes yesterday, and I froze them all. So I said, look, just go to the freezer, grab 5 or 6 pancakes, put them in the microwave, and take them.
How long do you have to microwave a frozen pancake?
A minute and a half.
Do they still taste as good?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
I like the fact that
I don't know.
You made 100?
That's a lot of pancakes.
I made so many pancakes yesterday.
You ever see that scene in The Office where Michael Scott's making French toast? And it's all the way stacked up when they're starting a new paper? That's what that sounds like to me. So, but how long did it take you to make 100 pancakes?
So it took me about an hour and a half. Once the batter's done, it's like whoop, 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 flip, flip. You're done. You do about 3 or 4 at a time on a skillet.
I mean, total dad hack.
Genius.
That is awesome. Next up from Austin, Texas. We don't really understand his methodology when it comes to haircuts because he will go, it seems like, an entire year before he gets one. Here he is, the lunchbox. What up?
I was just wondering if it would be weird to buy a celebrity a baby gift because Cam and Leroy, they met on The Challenge on MTV. Leroy was from Real World. She was from Are You the One? They get on The Challenge. They date, broke up, get back together. Now they're living together and they have a baby and they announce it on Instagram. And I'm like, man, would it be all right for me to send them a baby gift?
Do you know how to get the gift to them?
No, I figured I would just DM them and be like, hey, man, what's your address? Going to send you a baby gift.
Can you imagine? Somebody's like, what's your address?
Well, yeah. Because I met Leroy one time in Vegas when I was there to see Britney. He was working the concession and we got a picture together. I've never met Cam, but this is
the concession.
He was working at the
concession.
Show?
Stand?
Britney Spears?
Yeah, the Britney Spears show.
He was working the concession stand?
Yeah.
Is that like a charity thing?
No. Like that's where that was his job because you had to have jobs where you could just leave at any time to go do the challenge for 2 months at a time. So it was just a way to make money.
He's working as a concession.
He'd probably like a baby gift.
he needs a baby gift.
You should DM him.
How many followers does he have? Because you said celebrity, so I thought it was like somebody I just didn't know, right?
Oh, yeah.
How many do you think he has?
Oh, I bet he has 1 million.
With 1 million followers, you shouldn't have to work at a concession stand. Because
no, he doesn't work there anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go. No, that's not him. Oh, Leroy. That's not him either.
Okay. How many Leroys do you know?
How many
do you follow?
I don't
follow him.
Yeah.
Let me Google Leroy.
I'll come back to you, Lunchbox.
Okay.
All right. Unless you want to find it now.
Yeah.
Can you have it in the next 5 seconds?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Oh, there it is. Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. Stop saying
here we go.
Oh, man. He has 267,000 followers.
He said millions.
But then he built it up like, oh, my God. He got 267,000.
There he is, man.
I message him and say that. Yeah. And you have a blue check mark, so maybe he'll think.
Yeah, and he has a blue check mark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hit him up.
Oh, he's no longer doing concessions.
No, I told you. He's not doing that anymore.
He works at a barbershop.
He owns a barbershop now.
I'm over it. All right. Next up, she always has some. She brings her own jar full of stuff. And sometimes it used to be green juice, and I don't know what it is now. It doesn't look like you got it from a Starbucks or anything. What is it?
No, it's my iced coffee. I make it at home.
She makes it at home.
It's an iced coffee mixed with almond milk.
Here she is. Amy, what's up?
Okay, so we got a new pet. And I didn't know anything
about
it.
Okay, I go 1 month and it dies. I don't even know what it is.
No, this one is going to evolve.
Evolve?
So, technically, we're starting off with one pet, Buddy the Caterpillar, and we're going to end with Buddy the Butterfly. I can't wait.
How did you get a caterpillar in the house?
My son came home from school with a jar. I guess every student got their own caterpillar. And he handed it to me and said, Mom, I need you to put this somewhere where it's not going to die. And I was like, okay.
You're just leaving it in the house?
I put it on top of the dining room shelf.
Is it in something or is it
Yeah, it's
crawl?
In a jar with like a cloth net and we put leaves and sticks in there.
Why not free it? Well, why not put it back in?
I don't. It's part of the metamorphosis.
No, but why not just let it live? It's own life.
What am I supposed to do?
It's
part of the school project.
Tell your son it turned into a butterfly and
Oh,
flew
so
off.
Now I'm the rebel parent that frees the caterpillar and he gets
That's
a zero.
That's not rebel. It's called a good human.
Well, listen, I don't know, but Buddy the Caterpillar is going to start making its cocoon soon. We shall see.
Will Buddy die, guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Before it becomes a butterfly?
Yes. Yeah. Raymond, hit me up.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's 6'1". He loves Arkansas sports, and if he gives you a betting pick, you should probably listen. Bobby Bones.
Okay. That's okay.
That was good.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I'm saying right now, I'm 2 weeks, no sugar.
Wow.
2 weeks. I love sugar. It's my favorite and the thing in the whole world. I don't care that much about salty or savory. I love all candy, donuts, you name it. I love it. I'm 2 weeks without it. And here's what has happened. I've seen it fall. I've seen my face get skinnier. Again, I've not done anything else different. I'm not eating like all super clean, just no sugar. And so I see my face get skinnier. I've lost 4 pounds.
Wow, man.
Just by living normal with no sugar. I am using the bathroom better.
What does that mean?
Sometimes I don't go to the bathroom for 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is that one of the reasons why you're doing it, though, for that?
Who knows? Oh. So anyway, I'm back tomorrow. I'm back sugar tomorrow.
All right. What are we getting, donuts?
Can you imagine? I would go so hard. I got two modes, not at all or all the way hard. Right now, no sugar, 2 weeks. I didn't think it could be done. People have doubted me my whole life. Two things I said I could do. Not eat sugar, beat up a kangaroo. You heard it here first.
All right.
There we go. All right, let's start the show. Glad you guys are here. All right, it is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I need your advice. My husband's son has been living with us for almost 3 years now. It was only supposed to be 2 weeks. Oof. His son barely works, doesn't help, or even offer to pay bills or pay for food or anything. He's a grown man in his 30s. My husband and I are recently married. I'm in my 40s. He's in his 50s. My husband has mentioned to him several times about him needing to go, but it just hasn't happened. And every time I mention it, it turns into an argument. I don't know what to do or how to go about it. Any advice would be appreciated. Signed, Frustrated Wife. Yeah, that's a tough one. Kids that aren't yours, that are now yours, even though they're adult. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. And lazy bums. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Man, so when you get married...
You're a lazy bum sometimes. No. That's why I went to you first.
When you get married and your spouse has a kid and they're your stepson or stepdaughter or whatever, aren't they kind of like your kids? And can't you just make decisions as if they were
adults,
your kid?
Though.
I get it,
yes,
but how would you treat...
Because I had a stepdad, right, that came in, but I was still at the age where he had to pay money or I wouldn't be able to survive, right? I was a kid. I was still in school. He had to take care... This is an adult.
How old is this guy, kid?
This says adult.
He's in his 30s?
Grown man in his 30s.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
But see, what I'm saying is if this is your kid and he's 30 and he lives with you. Like,
step kid or kid?
No, if it's your kid,
okay,
what
dad.
Would you do? Like,
You kick him out.
You would kick him out. So then you have to have the conversation with your husband now and say, hey, look, I'm treating him as he's my kid. I wouldn't do this to my son. He wouldn't be able to live with us, so we've got to get him out of here. He's got to grow his own legs and go live in the world.
Amy?
Well, I would have my husband handle it.
Yeah, me too. I'd have my husband handle it.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Me too, then.
You know, I mean, I'd have my husband handle it.
The easier
he's
solution.
He's got to, though. And you know what? As much as he's got to, you know, put the press on his kid to get out the house, you got to put the press on him. Because you can do that.
Yeah.
You can put the press on your husband. If you put the press on the kid, that's not good for the relationship. Obviously, there's arguing. But what you can do is kind of put the screws to your husband, who can put the screws to his kid. You have the right to do that to your husband. It's obviously uncomfortable for everyone when you do it to the kid. So you got to do it, and then he's got to do it to the kid, and he's got to get the crap out of there, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kid's got to go. He's not a kid. He's an adult.
Adult.
Oh, my goodness. He's not a kid. He's an adult man.
Go.
All right. Good luck with that. If you want to email us, Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It is time for literally, I think it's my favorite segment of the week. It's one of them. Easy Trivia rocks, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Fun Fact Friday is always solid. Let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay!
All right, I'll go first. Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves. Teeth are covered in enamel, which is not a living tissue.
Oh.
The rest of us, the skin grows back together. We can't full-on starfish and grow back an arm. But if you got a cut or something, it heals itself.
It's amazing,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, the human body's crazy. We take it for granted because it's all we know and it's what we have. But teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves.
And I guess that's why when you lose a tooth, adult tooth, it's done.
You literally lost it if you can't find it. That's true. All right, so that's me. Let's go over to Amy.
Steve Jobs named his company Apple partly because it would appear in the phone book before his previous employer, Atari.
Oh, that's good. Well, my enemy growing up, his name's Calvin.
Yeah.
My name's Bobby, and I wanted to be before him as Bobby versus Calvin. Alphabetically? Same.
Same, basically.
You
same,
say,
same thing.
Just something I knew growing up, just in case, thinking ahead. Eddie?
Yeah, there's one item in your pantry that does not expire. And
let me guess.
Oh, go ahead.
Ever. Arm & Hammer.
Nope. Mm. I mean, maybe, but nope.
I guess you can't eat that.
No, this is something in your pantry that you can eat.
Mm. Oh, like a Twinkie?
No way. And it'll never, ever go bad.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever.
It has to go bad.
Never, ever.
We just haven't lived long enough for it
to go bad.
It
can't be true.
Oh, it's true.
What is it?
It's honey. Honey does not expire. It does not go bad unless it is exposed to moisture. So, like, if you get some water in your honey jar or whatever, then it'll start spoiling a little bit. But, man, honey, you can keep it for the rest of your life. It's good.
Good enough.
I had no idea.
Isn't that crazy?
Morgan.
Dead skin cells are a main ingredient in household dust. Humans shed around 200 million skin cells each hour, and it has to go somewhere.
You know what? There's a lot of
vomit
in skin cells and sperm. That was also my band in high school. Skin cells and sperm. It's like in sperm, it's like there are 10 million sperm that come out. It's like skin cells. You lose 200 an hour,
and that turns into house dust.
Uh huh.
The sperm dust?
And a heck of a rock band.
Huh.
Ray, final one. What do you got?
Yeah, so back in the day, in the 1920s, they used to call each other Jays, and that meant idiots.
Jays?
It was very common. It was a slang term. So when people jaywalked, they then named that jaywalking, so it's idiots walking.
Wow.
That's the most fun
one. That's cool.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay!
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Researchers have found that a one-hour walk in nature reduces stress-related brain activity. Now, the amygdala, that's the part of your brain that processes stress, and it has been shown to be less activated in people who live in rural areas compared to those that live in big cities, hinting the potential benefits of nature. So, a one-hour walk in some green and some trees outside is what can be good for you.
Yeah, you're always stressed. People are honking the horn everywhere.
Yeah,
that's in New York. Honk, honk. They're always honking at me. Like two blocks over. I hurt my neck. Just always turning around going, am I doing something wrong? Or like, hey, I'm going to mug you. That was yelled a lot too.
Well, that
everywhere
would stress you out. Yeah.
Well, I'm
Is the neighborhood that nature?
I think you need to go in some trees.
Like, what are there, trees and stuff?
Pretty good.
Depending on your neighborhood.
If you can see a tree, just look at the one tree as you walk, and I think you pretty
Circle
much got it covered.
For an hour.
I like it.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This could be the championship round of Easy Trivia.
Yeah!
It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. We can't believe it.
Okay.
Eddie, by the way, a 4-time champion, yeah, who is wearing the tiara right now, because that's who you are. The champion wears the tiara.
Yes.
Lunchbox has 4 wins as well.
Wow.
Out of nowhere.
I can't. I mean, I was down at 0, and I thought, man, I should just throw it so the season's over so I have a chance. But guess what? I never quit.
You never quit.
Never quit.
Never quit. The Phoenix has risen from the ashes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's that guy right there. Wow. Okay, so it's a very easy trivia game. Amy, the category is colors. What arch of colors usually appears in the sky after a rainstorm?
A rainbow.
Correct. Lunchbox, what color is Elmo?
Red.
Correct. What color does not rhyme with anything, Eddie?
Ooh, fun fact, orange.
Correct. Morgan, what are the two colors on the Canadian flag?
Red and white.
Correct. Okay, now if you miss it, you will go home. If you miss it, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
You don't want to be boned.
No one wants to be boned.
Because you get boned right out that door.
Oh, no.
Championship round if Eddie or Lunchbox wins.
Oh, wow.
Amy and Morgan are here too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck. NFL team names.
Yes.
That's the category.
I mean, this could be it.
Okay. Okay.
Amy.
Yep.
This team is named after an airplane.
What? A team named after an airplane? Southwest American Boeing?
This team is named
after... The Wright Brothers?
This team is named after an airplane.
An airplane. Sirius. Sirius. Buffaloes, Buccaneers, Longhorn. What? NFL or college?
The category is NFL team name.
Yeah, okay, sorry. That. I forgot that part because I've been too busy thinking about airplanes.
Uh-oh.
Named after an airplane?
Uh-oh.
American Airline Arenas. This is not fair.
You've been boomed.
What?
Southwesterns. What is it?
The what?
The Southwest.
Hold on. I know I'm out, but just let me figure this out.
New York.
Giants?
Oh.
New York. Jets? Okay. That's diff.
What are you arguing?
I don't know what language she's speaking.
Yeah,
I need
either.
Rosetta Stone, frustrated Amy.
The quiet.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right.
Hey, Lunchbox, this team is named after people who made their way out west in the mid-1800s.
49ers.
Correct. This team is located in the city of brotherly love, Eddie.
That's the Eagles.
Correct. Morgan, this team is known as America's team.
The New England Patriots.
You've been boomed.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Morgan!
Yeah. What?
Oh, my gosh.
Cool first round. I felt like it was it.
America's team.
What, your Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
This
Seriously?
Is it.
It's really the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh!
We're going to have a new champion.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Oh,
on purpose.
Yeah. Amy, why are you still frustrated? It's the Jets. It's the Jets.
I know. I get it. Okay. Sports question. Okay.
You said girls watch sports? Girls watch football?
I have said plenty of girls. I don't.
Okay, well, that's your fault.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Hey, let's go, Bones! Okay, focus.
This category is...
Focus.
What?
I thought he said that.
F-word?
Yes.
Focus.
Countries' claims to fame. That's the category here. Lunchbox, what country is most known for its pyramids?
Egypt.
Correct.
The dramatic pause.
Eddie, what European country is most famous for its pasta?
Pasta. That's Italy.
Correct. Same category. Lunchbox, what country is known for their tequila and being the first to produce it?
Oh.
What country is known for their tequila and being the first to produce it?
We'll go Mexico.
Correct. Eddie, what country is famous for inventing the boomerang and Vegemite?
Australia.
Correct. The category is Disney.
Let's go.
Lunchbox, what time did Cinderella leave the ball?
Midnight.
Correct. Eddie, what color is the genie in Aladdin?
The genie is blue.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What does Hakuna Matata mean?
It means no worries.
Correct.
Yeah!
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 Which Disney character sings How Far I'll Go?
Tarzan.
If that is wrong, Lunchbox is the champion and will wear the crown.
It's not wrong.
We'll wear the tiara. Which, by the way, no one ever suspected that to happen. I mean, even he was going to quit.
I was ready to quit.
The question is, which Disney character sings How Far I'll Go?
I am not 100% on this.
He says Tarzan. Lunchbox, how do you feel about his answer?
I have no idea. I've never heard of that song in my life, so I have no idea.
How far we'll go.
If it's Tarzan, you'll move on to the next category, which is pop music. If it's not Tarzan, Lunchbox takes the tiara from your head. And
oh my goodness!
It's going to be a scene.
Now, am I going to have him place it on my head or
No. I'm not placing it on his head.
I think the loser should place it on the winner's head. They do that in Miss America. We don't even know that you've lost, but you should place it on his head.
I did not do that with Amy. I'm not doing that with Lunchbox. That's a disgrace.
That's what happens when it's turned over. The crown's turned over.
New rule. We evolve.
That's right.
Will you place it on his head if you're wrong?
If I have to, I have to.
Are you saying yes?
Do I need to?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
Oh my gosh.
That's so dumb.
It's Tarzan, Eddie moves on, and we go to Lunchbox's weakest category, music. If it's not Tarzan, Lunchbox wins and is the champion.
How far we'll go?
The answer is Moana.
Yeah! I did it! Put the camera on me, you idiot! Put the camera on me!
How do you feel right now wearing the tiara?
It feels great. It's heavier than I thought. Man, I'm going to have to move Eddie's water bottle out of my way because my tiara is going to have to sit right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm just put it around your water bottle.
Man.
Well, we're going to go have a moment with your family. They're here, Lunchbox.
Oh, spend some time with them. Here they come.
Your mom's here? No, they're not here. What's the question?
Okay, can you eat expired cake mix or bake a cake if it's 2 years expired?
That's a long time.
But I don't, cake mix to me is just dust, right? I've never made a cake. I never myself baked a cake from scratch.
Well, it's not just dust.
It's like sugar.
But that's what it looks like. I don't know what's in there. So can that expire?
Well, the box has an expiration date, but we looked it up because my daughter wanted to bake a cake that was 2 years expired from our pantry. And it says totally fine. The only thing, it's not going to harm you, but it may not just taste as good because some of the flavor,
how did the cake taste?
Evaporates out. I didn't try it.
Oh, you didn't? You're not touching that thing. Yeah. So you can do it, but it may not be as quality as it would have been 2 years
right.
ago.
Right. Some of the freshness and the flavors that would stand out more to you, or they'll diminish over time.
You guys ever bake a cake?
Never.
Absolutely.
No chance.
I love doing it. Think about how proud you are when you're done baking a cake. You're like, I did that.
I have things that I feel that way about, like if you mow the yard and you crush it, and you weed eat an edge. That to me is that, but not bake a cake.
Because the challenging part is the frosting. Baking the cake, no big deal. When you put that frosting on, you want it to look like the store does it. It's hard.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Women have revealed the cars that scream douchebag to them.
Oh, I'm always scared on this one. I don't even want to say what kind of car I have, but... I told my wife the other day, I was like, I can't drive this car much longer.
Yours isn't on here.
But it's not. Mm-hmm. I told her I can't because I feel like people don't even let me in traffic because of the kind of car I drive.
Mm. Oh, that's not good.
I'll take it.
When I bought it, I was like, this is a DB car. It was the only car on the lot. It was just you can't get a car on a lot because everything's like, oh, we got to order it. It's 8 months, 3 months. I feel like mine would be number one on that list. People either go, your car's the craziest, coolest car I've ever seen in my life, or they're like, oof.
They do? They say that to you?
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
I had a friend who went to dinner with the other night. He was like, that's the coolest car I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, you want to buy it? Because I feel like I look like a DB. Do I look like a DB in it?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
Really? You promise?
I promise.
I told my wife I got traded in immediately.
Would you think any less if a woman was driving it?
No.
Okay.
But
it's fine.
It's me. Read me the list here.
Okay, well, jacked up trucks, that's just any brand.
It depends how jacked up. Scuba Steve's walks the line, where it's not DB, Scuba Steve.
Thank you.
It is so close, though.
Well, yeah, mine's factory lifted. It's only 2 inches, so not too much.
And it's also just a large truck as well.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a Toyota Tundra.
It's cool. I like Scuba's truck.
Thank you. I like your car, too. I think you like Batman.
Okay,
really?
Yeah, I think it's a really cool car.
Okay, get a room.
I'll take one with him. What about Scuba's truck? Do you think it's DB?
No. It's borderline. I agree with you.
No, it looks cool.
I like it.
Yeah, well, the color helps, too.
Loud is on here, too.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you got, back in the day, people put glass packs on those trucks. Anyway.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's awful. Okay, so big jacked up trucks.
Yeah, the loud one, any loud exhaust. Most BMWs, Ferrari, Lamborghini, and Hummer.
Go haters. Walk through these again. After the truck, it was?
Loud exhaust.
Okay, then it was?
Most BMWs.
I don't think a BMW, and it's early in the morning, so I don't want to say the D word anymore. I don't think it's that DB.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Like a two-seater that's great. But now I feel like I see a BMW, I'm like, that's a safe I don't know. I just don't see it and
maybe
scream that to
the
me.
The convertible ones.
Mm.
Those kind of scream
unless
a little bit.
Unless a woman's driving. I like that. I don't know. I guess I'm just not convinced that's a DB car so much. What's the other one?
Hummer.
Hummer, yes.
For sure.
Especially like an H1, like the big one.
Oh, those look so cool.
They well, they do look go. Cool, but it's like you don't. It's an army vehicle.
I know.
Are you in full body gear in there?
I have a friend that has one, and he's not a deep bag, but it is kind of questionable.
Ferrari, I don't see enough to have a feeling about it.
Yeah, and Lamborghini, it's like who has
never.
Those?
Never. Exactly. Maybe once every 4 or 5 months.
Man, I think I see them all the time, but it ends up being a Corvette. Mm. I'm always like, ooh, there's a Lambo. No, that's a Corvette.
Once we saw a Bentley in my neighborhood, and it was a Hyundai.
Genesis,
that's mm-hmm. right.
We were like, somebody's got a, oh my goodness. Mike and I were like looking out the window. Like,
who is it?
Taking pictures of it. Like, who's here? Who's here? They got a Bentley. And then we walked out. It's a Hyundai Genesis.
Hey, we just saw Ferrari.
Who?
Vince Neil.
Oh yeah, it was yellow.
Yeah.
I made a joke about my car because I don't have a Ferrari. I made a joke when I got up on the Opry stage and I was like, yeah, I pulled in my midlife crisis mobile and parked right beside Vince Gill's. Or not Vince Gill, Vince Neil.
Vince Neil. Not Vince Gill. No, yeah, no, yeah. Different dude. Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
So we've talked about quiet quitting in the pile before, but now quiet firing is a story.
Quiet quitting. Could you define that for our listeners? Because I don't know that they heard that.
Well, it's where you just kind of slack off at your job. Like you decide that you're done. You don't full
blown. But you don't really quit.
You don't That's really not quit. Good. You just quit giving any effort.
Right.
You don't really care.
And now there's quiet firing?
Yeah. And it's your boss may do something like not give you a raise, pass over you for a promotion, overburden you with busy work, give you a poor review, change your role abruptly, or purposely give you tasks that you don't like in hopes that you'll just quit.
You guys don't get any of that. None of that happens to you guys.
No.
Quiet firing?
I would like to find more of that for you, but I don't do any of that to you.
Well, now we know if that happens to us, you're quietly
all
firing
once.
Us.
Yeah. All at once, you
I'm
get
like,
all five.
Is he trying to get me to quit?
Yeah. And finally.
Well, Luke Bryan is going to be hosting the CMA Awards this year alongside Peyton Manning. And he was talking about how Peyton is perfect for the role because he's always been a huge country music supporter and fan. And obviously, he's ginormous outside of, you know, football and country music. He's got so many fans that think he's funny that he'll bring in an audience that Luke maybe wouldn't be able to bring in.
Peyton Manning is 6'5", in case you're wondering.
Oh, really? Dang.
He's a big. You said he's big, but he's literally big, too. Yeah.
I say he's a ginormous, actually. And the CMA Awards are going to be on November 9th on ABC, live from Nashville.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Albert Pujols, who plays for the St. Louis Cardinals in Major League Baseball, boom, hits a home run earlier this week, and it was number 697th of his career, which is fourth all-time in the history of Major League Baseball. So he goes out to meet the fans that caught the ball, and they want to give him the ball back. And Albert says, no, I found out your dad died last year. You keep that ball. And not only that, here's one baseball, two baseballs. He signed them each a baseball and gave them to him.
Yeah, I'd have run and sold that ball immediately.
Absolutely.
I think that's what he wants them to do, honestly.
Really?
I don't think it's like keep it so you can stare at it. He's like, keep it because it's probably worth something for a minute. Because it won't have the value if he continues to break other people's records, moves up third, second.
<That's> right.
But it'll always have some value. But I think what he meant was, hey, you've had a rough one. Take this ball, sell it. Here, I'll sign some more for you so you can have it. So it was really nice of him because a lot of times they want that ball.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got plenty.
And he said, look, I play baseball for the fans. The ball left the park. They should keep it.
He's also 63, age 63.
Yeah, he crazy.
Is old.
He's old.
How much longer is he going to be playing?
This is it. Another month.
Okay.
I mean, he went back to the Cardinals so he can finish up being a Cardinal hitting home runs. All right, Lunchbox, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star starting May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, coming May 15th, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.